The Spolana chemical plant, just north of Prague, has become synonymous with environmental disaster here in the Czech Republic, with a number of high-profile leaks over the decades. Today, the site is polluted by large amounts of dangerous chemicals and chemical wastes. But now a new project has just begun to depollute it, with 35,000 tons of waste due to be dug up and treated on site by a group of specialists. By 2008, it should be what they call a clean industrial site. Jan Wellinger has the details.
For years, the Spolana chemical plant has been one of the Czech Republic's most notorious. When in 2002 the country was hit by major floods, it was Spolana that became the center of attention, high levels of chlorine seeping into nearby fields, destroying the land. Other accidents at Spolana have involved additional leaks or even explosions. As a result, for years now, environmentalists have tapped Spolana as a continuing threat. But that should now change. An Environment Ministry directive calling for Spolana's cleanup is in effect, and decontamination experts Sita Bohemia, in charge of part of the cleanup, are now in the area. At stake is the decontamination or destruction of toxins in two buildings, especially a former processing plant full of toxic dust, said to be highly carcinogenic. Earlier today, I spoke to Sita Bohemia's spokeswoman Petra Sokolov and asked her about the project.
Our project focuses on removing 35,000 tons of hazardous material. Of that, around 9,000 tons will be the demolished buildings themselves, contaminated walls and structure. The rest is contaminated underlying land that will be dug up. The entire process will take place under an enormous steel sarcophagus, itself connected to an adjacent work hall, pressurized so that no contaminants can escape. It is there that toxins will be decontaminated and destroyed.
In all, some 160 specialists will work in the security zone under the strictest safety regulations.
In the highest danger area, workers will be in special suits with independent breathing systems. The items are, of course, standard for such zones. In the highest danger area, workers will work in 4-hour shifts.
According to Petra Sokolov, Sita Bohemia will keep to its agreement to eliminate the 35,000 tons of toxins by 2008, although there are other toxins at the Spolana plant whose elimination this project will not oversee. So far, the company, in cooperation with Spolana and local towns, has been working to fully inform the public about all important steps. Certainly, most are happy with developments. All those who have lived in the shadow of Spolana for years or even decades welcome the elimination of threat.
Of course, the toxins represent a potential danger. They are in the dust, the walls, the concrete inside. The building has been standing there, of no use to anyone, for 50 years, and as long as it stands, it represents a threat. Since it's been closed off, there has been no danger of the toxins escaping. But if the building were, for instance, to collapse, then toxins would be released. We saw the floods 4 years ago. This building, too, is just off the Elbe River. If we don't take care of it, anything could happen.
Petra Sokolov, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.